At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study. Natalton Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Sylvia Ascendant and First House. Pisces and Ravati Nakshatra, First Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, First House. Natal chart expression, outer personality, Pisces and Ravati, First Pada. Sylvia's ascendant is placed in Pisces, a mutable water sign ruled by Jupiter. This makes her personality imaginative, gentle, empathic, and often guided by spiritual or intuitive currents. Pisces rising individuals tend to appear dreamy or mystical, often embodying a subtle sense of detachment from material concerns. Their outer demeanor is fluid, sensitive, and responsive to the emotional climate around them. Ravati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, is the final nakshatra and symbolizes the soul's readiness for transition and completion. It often grants individuals a wise and evolved quality, imbued with compassion, a sense of guardianship, and the ability to offer closure to others. The first pada of Ravati falls in Aries Navamsha, but in Sylvia's case, it leads to Sagittarius Navamsha, first house, which brings fire, vision, and philosophical vigor into her soul's developmental blueprint. Key traits of Ravati Ascendant. First pada, guiding light. There's an inner urge to lead others toward healing or completion. Even if not overtly assertive, Sylvia's presence feels safe and conclusive to others. Soft-spoken wisdom. Mercury's influence brings eloquence and emotional intelligence. She may communicate with poetic undertones or spiritual clarity. Completion archetype. Ravati bestows an old soul quality, often leading Sylvia to wrap up karmic cycles or help others transition in key phases of life. Navamsha reflection, Sagittarius first house, philosophical fire. Sagittarius Navamsha intensifies her sense of direction, belief, and purpose. There's a spiritual warrior within, a seeker who needs freedom and truth. Blending faith with service. While Pisces offers passive empathy, Sagittarius adds conviction. Sylvia is likely to develop from a dreamer into a mentor or guide. Rebirth through belief. The soul's journey here is one of aligning personal philosophy with self-identity, learning to live authentically by her truths. Priority for evolution. From sensitivity to strength. Learning to balance emotional receptivity with philosophical direction. Moving from feeling everything to channeling it wisely. From confusion to conviction. She may begin life unsure of herself, but gradually gains fiery clarity about her purpose and worldview. From escapism to expansion, transitioning from passive withdrawal into active exploration of life's spiritual meaning. Summary insight. Sylvia's chart begins with the intuitive waters of Pisces and culminates in the fiery expansiveness of Sagittarius. The emotional maturity and spiritual depth offered by Ravati's first pada merge with the bold self-expression of the Sagittarius Navamsha. This creates an outer self that is compassionate and receptive, but a soul that pushes toward truth, teaching, and personal dharma. Over time, Sylvia's evolution centers on integrating empathy with wisdom and softness with direction. Rahu and Ravati Nakshatra, second pada, Pisces, first house, Navamsha Capricorn, second house. Natal placement overview. Rahu in the first house in Pisces brings a compelling need for the native to forge a distinct identity, one that feels spiritually meaningful yet socially visible. The first house represents the physical body, self-image, and outer behavior. Rahu's presence here often indicates a soul seeking to explore individuality through unconventional or imaginative means. In Pisces, this exploration happens through intuitive, creative, or even escapist channels. Ravati Nakshatra, the final star in the zodiac, governed by Mercury, represents nourishment, spiritual protection, and the completion of karmic journeys. Rahu in this nakshatra intensifies the desire to be someone who matters on a transcendent level, seeking to embody peace, service, or mystical authority. The second pada, Taurus Navamsha, but here translating to Capricorn Navamsha, second house, draws Rahu's expression into material, structural, and legacy-building channels. Rahu in Ravati, second pada, core themes, yearning for spiritual identity. The native may feel a vacuum in early life about who they truly are, often trying on many identities, spiritual seeker, savior, artist, mystic, until finding inner clarity. Soft power projection. Rahu's illusionary drive blends with Ravati's nurturing nature, creating someone who seeks to appear gentle, wise, or above it all, though this may mask deep insecurities about worth. Guidance-seeking persona. A person who often finds themselves acting as an emotional anchor to others, while internally still searching for their own grounding. Navamsha reflection, Capricorn, second house. Speech as structure, the voice becomes an instrument of command or instruction. There may be a karmic test around learning how to speak with authority while remaining authentic. Desire for tangible legacy. The spiritual aspiration of Pisces now demands real-world expression. The native may want to build something lasting, status, wealth, name, possibly through unconventional means. Burden of respectability. This Navamsha often brings a strong sense of duty to appear respectable, practical, and capable, even if emotionally the person feels lost. Priority for evolution, from illusion to grounded service. The journey is from floating in imagined roles to carving out a stable, responsible path that honors spiritual vision while serving societal need. From identity confusion to inner authority. Rahu here teaches that external recognition will always feel hollow unless the inner self is integrated. From projection to presence, the need to appear spiritually elevated or endlessly accommodating must give way to honest, embodied living and earned respect. Summary insight, Rahu in Pisces in Ravati's second pada presents a paradox of needing to be someone spiritually significant while not yet knowing who that truly is. In the Navamsha of Capricorn, the karmic work sharpens around real-world manifestation, making one's voice count, turning empathy into leadership, and finding identity through disciplined contribution. This placement urges Sylvia to evolve from a passive dreamer into a steady builder of her higher ideals, anchoring mystical insight into tangible legacy. Mars in Bharani Nakshatra, first pada Aries, second house, Navamsha Leo, ninth house. Natal placement overview. Mars in the second house in Aries brings a fiery and assertive tone to matters of speech, family legacy, financial ambition, and self-worth. The second house governs voice, possessions, and values. With Mars here in its own sign, the native may have a commanding, sharp way of speaking, along with a powerful drive to secure financial independence and respect through action, not dependence. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, is symbolic of life-bearing, endurance, and moral complexity. It carries the energy of transformation, especially through responsibilities, boundaries, and inner strength. Mars here doesn't express as wild rage, but as a duty-bound, controlled force that holds deep karmic fire. The first pada, mapped to Leo Navamsha, places Mars into the ninth house, where it links personal drive with broader belief systems, dharma, and expansion through leadership. Mars in Bharani, first pada, core themes, bold family voice. The person may have grown up in a household where assertion was necessary. Mars here often bestows a commanding tone and a non-negotiable stance on values or finances. Karmic warrior. Bharani's burden-bearing motif gives Mars a solemn flavor. These individuals fight not just for self-gain, but for what they believe to be morally right. Strength and stillness. While outwardly fiery, this placement is often stoic, preferring to demonstrate power through presence rather than volume. Navamsha reflection, Leo, ninth house. Dharma as drive. Mars in Leo in the ninth Namsha reflects a soul that channels willpower into causes, teaching, or leadership. There is a natural inclination to protect or challenge systems of belief. Firebrand philosopher, a tendency to aggressively defend one's worldview or moral stance. This person often becomes a self-appointed guardian of truth or tradition. Ambitious ethical compass, there is a drive to make something noble of oneself, often by combining physical grit with ethical clarity and a need to inspire others. Priority for evolution. From aggression to principle, learning to replace reactionary speech with morally anchored expression. From possession to purpose, transforming the desire for material security into fuel for long-term legacy building and social leadership. From pride to wisdom, integrating the Leo Navamsha influence by embodying quiet authority rather than seeking constant validation. Summary insight. Mars in Bharani Nakshatra in Aries, second house, casts Sylvia as someone whose sense of self-worth is built upon courage, directness, and moral responsibility. This placement demands the refinement of fiery instincts into purposeful speech and principled behavior. With Leo Navamsha in the ninth house, her soul seeks to turn raw self-assertion into dharmic action, becoming not just a fighter, but a teacher, protector, and ethical voice. This placement matures through trials of belief, family responsibility, and the challenge of living up to one's own values. Saturn in Pushya Nakshatra, second pada, Cancer, fifth house, Navamsha Virgo, 10th house. Mercury in Pushya Nakshatra, fourth pada, Cancer, fifth house, Navamsha Scorpio, 12th house. Natal placement overview. Saturn and Mercury, both occupying the fifth house in Cancer, create a powerful dynamic around expression, intellect, and emotional responsibility. The fifth house rules creativity, children, speculative thought, and romantic ideals. Cancer lends emotional nuance and memory to these domains, while Pushya Nakshatra injects qualities of nourishment, duty, and structured caregiving. Saturn in Pushya, second pada, leans toward Virgo Navamsha, creating a work-oriented, perfectionist flavor in emotional self-expression. It constrains the childlike play of the fifth house into mature, responsible roles. Meanwhile, Mercury in the fourth pada moves into Scorpio Navamsha, layering emotional intensity, intuitive depth, and secrecy into the intellectual and creative output. Saturn in Pushya, second pada, core themes, emotionally reserved, creator. The native may find it hard to express joy or spontaneity due to Saturn's inhibition and Cancer's sensitivity. Responsibility in romance or parenthood. Love is expressed through caretaking and structure. They may overcompensate for emotional instability through control. Duty-bound thinker. Pushya instills nurturing through systems. Saturn here learns to lead through quiet resilience rather than authority. Navamsha reflection. Virgo, 10th house. Structured public persona. The native strives to be seen as competent, methodical, and reliable in their professional life. Service as purpose, deep karmic call to mentor, teach, or serve others with integrity and analytical precision. Balance through order finds peace when emotional chaos is turned into routines, lists, or moral principles. Mercury in Pushya, fourth pada, core themes, emotionally charged intellect. Mercury in Cancer feels its thoughts. Words are shaped by nostalgia, mood, and a desire to protect or be understood. Depth in communication. Pushya's nurturing nature, combined with Mercury, can make this individual a counselor or someone who processes others' emotions mentally before their own. Creative wisdom. Writing, speaking, or teaching comes with intuitive precision, often rooted in personal memory or trauma integration. Navamsha reflection. Scorpio. 12th house. Subconscious intellect. Mercury in Scorpio in the 12th house tends to process deeply, secretly, and through symbolic or even mystical frameworks. Hidden thoughts, silent power. The person may avoid voicing their plans, preferring to act when ready. There's a karmic need to detach from control over outcomes. Intuitive strategy, powerful behind-the-scenes planner. May engage in psychological, spiritual, or research-oriented work as karmic expression. Priority for evolution. From rigid expression to compassionate flow, Saturn and Mercury in Cancer need to soften their internal judgments and trust emotional intelligence. From mental protection to emotional clarity, Pushya's desire to protect must evolve into a willingness to be emotionally present and vulnerable. From intellectual overwhelm to insightful wisdom, the Mercury-Saturn pair must learn when to speak and when to listen, using their intellect in service of depth, not dominance. Combined insight, Saturn and Mercury in Cancer's fifth house sculpt an individual who is emotionally cerebral, balancing between logical restraint and tender insight. Pushya brings themes of nourishment through boundaries and structure. The Navamsha placements push these energies outward. Saturn toward visible, moral order in the 10th house, Virgo, and Mercury inward toward hidden contemplation and transcendence in the 12th, Scorpio. Together, they suggest someone whose journey involves maturing how they love, teach, and communicate, not just for themselves, but as karmic service to others. Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra, third pada, Cancer, fifth house, Navamsha Aquarius, third house. Natal placement overview. The sun in the fifth house in Cancer reflects a personality that seeks purpose and recognition through emotional creativity, intuitive intelligence, and nurturing expression. Positioned in Ashlesha Nakshatra's third pada, this placement adds a serpentine depth, where intuition, control, and psychological insight govern the pursuit of identity and legacy. The fifth house is traditionally tied to personal expression, children, romance, and creative intelligence. Cancer softens the solar ego, blending sensitivity with a desire to be emotionally affirmed. Ashlesha intensifies this blend through inner coiling. Emotions are not displayed freely but wrapped in strategic caution. The third pada, mapped to Aquarius Navamsha, brings an abstract, mental, and detached filter to this otherwise deeply emotional sun. Sun in Ashlesha, third pada core themes. Emotionally strategic expression. The native's personal style of communication and affection is subtle, manipulative, or protective, not out of malice, but out of emotional defense. Shadow intelligence. There's a deep need to be seen as clever, not just emotionally intelligent, but also psychologically dominant in intimate or creative domains. Healing via creativity. Ashlesha lends shamanic tendencies. The person may heal others through their artistic, romantic, or parental roles, often by understanding shadow material. Navamsha reflection. Aquarius, third house. Mental detachment from emotional roots. The sun's evolution lies in learning objectivity. Aquarius in the third house emphasizes spreading innovative or radical thought via writing, teaching, or digital media. Detached fame. The native self-expression becomes less about emotional security and more about social relevance, innovation, or collective elevation. Logical leader of ideas. Karmic growth lies in transitioning from emotional command to intellectual influence, offering unconventional guidance or advocacy. Priority for evolution. From hidden ego to purposeful thought leadership. The sun must evolve from shadowy emotional manipulation toward transparent contribution to society. From control to contribution, Ashlesha binds and protects, Aquarius liberates. The journey is toward detachment from the need to control emotional outcomes in favor of serving broader ideals. From creative privacy to thought leadership. Though the native may naturally operate in private, their karmic push lies in broadcasting their creative insight for wider benefit. Summary insight. This sun placement creates an emotionally magnetic, but psychologically self-guarded persona, someone who uses art, language, and nurturing intellect as a subtle tool for influence. The Ashlesha Aquarius blend is potent for psychological healers, creative communicators, or educators who can bridge the emotional and the abstract. The evolution lies in using that serpentine wisdom to contribute not just to a loved one, but to a wider collective intelligence. Venus in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, first pada, Leo, sixth house, Navamsha Sagittarius, first house. Natal placement overview. Venus in the sixth house in Leo expresses love, aesthetics, and values in settings of duty, healing, service, and discipline. In Uttara Falguni's first pada, this Venus is both regal and committed, a planet of pleasure embedded in the terrain of responsibility. This blend creates a persona that seeks harmony in the midst of challenge, fairness in competitive settings, and elegance even in mundane routines. Leo empowers Venus with warmth and magnetism, but the sixth house pulls her into tasks and confrontations. Love becomes service, beauty becomes effort, and values are repeatedly tested. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, anchors Venus with ethical structure and relational honor. The first pada, mapping to Sagittarius Navamsha, shifts the expression of Venus toward philosophy, purpose, and expansive truth. Venus in Uttara Falguni, first pada core themes, loyal service through beauty. This Venus doesn't just love luxuries, it beautifies systems, mends relationships, and creates harmony within conflict through consistency and commitment. Assertive but fair in competition. There's a chivalrous quality, graceful yet assertive, capable of setting boundaries in difficult situations without losing elegance. Devotion with purpose. The first pada lends Sagittarian undertones even in the natal. Relationships must serve higher truths, not just emotional satisfaction. Navamsha reflection. Sagittarius, first house, purpose-driven Venus. In the D9 chart, Venus takes on the role of a seeker, prioritizing truth, meaning, and philosophical expansion in matters of love and aesthetics. Independent values. The person's relational style matures toward independence and alignment with Dharma. They attract partners who value truth, education, or vision. Physical embodiment of justice. Venus in the first house of the Navamsha shows a body and personality designed to radiate fairness, grace, and charisma, with strong influence over others' sense of what is just or beautiful. priority for evolution, from pleasing to purposeful. Natal Venus wants peace and chaos. Navamsha Venus wants meaning and beauty. The growth path is toward harmonizing daily tasks with a philosophical mission. From conditional love to spiritual partnership, early relationship patterns may revolve around service or imbalance. Evolution involves creating unions that support spiritual expansion. From vanity to vision, Leo adds pride and performance. Sagittarius seeks truth. Venus must evolve from focusing on approval to radiating vision with integrity. Summary insight. This Venus bridges the stage and the sanctuary, capable of managing everyday challenges with grace while holding a torch for higher love. The Uttara Falguni Sagittarius combination brings karmic opportunities to refine how beauty, loyalty, and ethical service are integrated. Relationships aren't just romantic, they are vehicles for growth, justice, and truth. This is the placement of the graceful reformer, the ethical artist, and the devoted philosopher. Ketu in Hasta Nakshatra, 4th Pada Virgo, 7th House, Navamsha Cancer, 8th House. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra, 1st Pada Virgo, 7th House, Navamsha Leo, 9th House. Ketu in Hasta, 4th Pada, 7th House Natal, 8th House Navamsha. Natal Ketu in Virgo's Hasta Nakshatra, placed in the 7th House, suggests a karmic disconnect or detachment in partnerships with a highly analytical or critical backdrop. Hasta brings cleverness and skilled use of hands, but Ketu in this nakshatra operates with a silent efficiency that avoids emotional entanglement. The fourth pada of Hasta falls in Cancer Navamsha, bringing a subconscious yearning for emotional safety even as Ketu isolates or dissolves typical relationship bonds. In relationships, this Ketu may lead to a pattern of giving too much or attracting emotionally needy or dependent partners, while feeling emotionally absent or invisible themselves. Themes of Ketu in this configuration. Learn detachment through duty. Ketu here may play the healer, helper, or service-oriented partner who learns to detach from appreciation or reciprocation. Underlying emotional fragility. Cancer Navamsha reveals that beneath the rational surface lies a sensitive core that avoids exposure or vulnerability. Relationship karma may center on loss, caregiving, or discovering boundaries through dissolving codependence. Moon in Chitra. First Pada, 7th House Natal, 9th House Navamsha. Moon in Chitra, ruled by Mars, placed in Virgo in the 7th House, reveals an emotional nature that seeks perfection, clarity, and idealism in relationships. Chitra adds creativity, but with a perfectionist edge in Virgo. Emotional needs are expressed through constructive partnerships, but also struggle with excessive evaluation of flaws. The first pada of Chitra maps to Leo Navamsha, shifting the moon's emotional narrative from analytical to radiant. In D9, this moon becomes expressive, proud, and possibly more concerned with dignity, visibility, or higher ideals. In the Navamsha's 9th house, the emotional growth path becomes about developing faith, seeking emotionally aligned beliefs, and moving from micro-focus to higher wisdom. Themes of Moon in this configuration. Emotional exactitude. Natal Moon in Virgo is precise and often anxious when things are unpredictable in partnerships. Inner desire for respect and validation. The Leo Navamsha Moon wants acknowledgement, honor, and recognition in love, which contrasts with Virgo's modest expression. Soul evolution through belief and wisdom. In the 9th house of D9, emotional maturity stems from developing trust in life and embracing expansive belief systems beyond relationship anxieties. Combined karmic narrative, Virgo 7th house with Ketu and Moon. Partnerships in early life may be marked by disillusionment, cold, rational dynamics, or caretaking roles without equal exchange. Ketu and Moon, both in Virgo, bring heightened analysis and a subconscious fear of emotional vulnerability. The struggle is between needing security and fearing its cost. The Moon moves toward Leo's nobility and spiritual vision, while Ketu dissolves the lower forms of partnership and seeks emotional non-attachment through Cancerian protection and healing. Priority for evolution. From hyper-control to emotional trust, the Virgo placements suggest over-monitoring and self-editing. Evolution calls for relaxing into imperfect emotional flow. From codependent service to spiritual boundaries, Ketu teaches detachment and psychic self-protection, especially in karmic entanglements. From unacknowledged emotional labor to radiant wisdom, The Navamsha placements push this soul toward becoming a nurturing guide, emotionally grounded yet luminous in personal belief. Summary insight. This configuration suggests a person learning to love without losing themselves, balancing service and sovereignty in partnerships. The chart speaks of past life partnership karma where emotional needs were dismissed or distorted. In this life, the journey is toward conscious relating, from silent self-sacrifice to expressive emotional dignity, from fragile boundaries to deep intuitive mastery. K2 clears outdated relational patterns. The moon seeks to lead with heart-centered vision. Jupiter in Hasta Nakshatra, 4th Pada Virgo, 7th house, Navamsha Cancer, 8th house. Jupiter in Hasta, 4th Pada, 7th house natal, 8th house Navamsha. Natal Jupiter placed in Virgo within Hasta Nakshatra, 4th Pada, occupying the 7th house, brings a wisdom-oriented, serviceful, and conscientious approach to partnerships. Jupiter here applies moral order and structured thinking within the relationship space, seeking intellectual compatibility and a partner who upholds values of refinement and functionality. Hasta, ruled by the moon, gives Jupiter a practical, skillful edge. There's often a focus on healing, communication, and emotional discernment in close partnerships. The fourth pada of Hasta falls in Cancer Navamsha, infusing Jupiter's internal world with emotional wisdom, intuitive nurturance, and a maternal spiritual lens. This transition to the 8th house of the Navamsha deepens the theme, emphasizing hidden emotional growth, shared intimacy, and transformation through union. Key expressions and themes: deep nurturing intelligence. Jupiter in Cancer, Navamsha, its exaltation sign, expresses its fullest potential emotionally and spiritually, often as a guide or teacher in the partner's healing journey. Intimate spiritual teaching, Navamsha 8th house placement intensifies the private, mystical aspects of this Jupiter. It may indicate spiritual awakening through vulnerability, trust, and emotional crisis in close bonds. Rational in love, nurturing in spirit. While Virgo in the natal chart makes Jupiter precise and sometimes overly critical in relationships, Cancer in D9 allows softness, surrender, and heart-based faith. Karmic lessons and evolution. From perfection to depth, natal Virgo may lead to high standards and anxiety in partnerships. Evolution comes from embracing the messiness and emotional uncertainty of the 8th house. From giving advice to becoming emotionally available, Jupiter's move to Cancer suggests the person must shift from intellectual superiority in relationships to emotional depth and shared transformation. Healing ancestral and psychological fears. The D9 8th house placement indicates karma around joint resources, power dynamics, or betrayal that must be integrated with mature spiritual understanding. Relationship archetype, the guide healer, attracts partners seeking knowledge, reassurance, or philosophical direction, but must learn not to dominate or fix, but rather to co-heal and co-evolve. Emotional alchemist, growth comes through navigating trust issues, vulnerability, and emotional fusion in relationships without losing internal moral compass. Serviceful mentor, carries a karmic duty to support others emotionally while learning when to allow change to unfold rather than overanalyze or control it. Priority for evolution. Cultivate emotional faith rather than analytical superiority. Learn to sit with the unknown in relationships, allowing trust to deepen. Use intellectual gifts to nurture, not to judge or correct. Transmute karmic wounds in relationships through conscious emotional intimacy. Summary, insight. Jupiter in this position embodies the journey from analysis to alchemy, from correcting the partner to becoming emotionally open to transformation. There's a karmic thread of providing wisdom to others while needing to open one's own heart in raw, vulnerable spaces. The highest expression blends Virgo's integrity with Cancer's compassion, resulting in a soul who teaches love not by instruction, but by presence, empathy, and intuitive safety.